Too many so-called leaders hear what their team says, and they do nothing, absolutely nothing about it. That's not leadership. That's cowardice. The best leaders not only hear feedback, they act on it. They make bold changes, and they build stronger, tighter teams because of it. And trust me, when you start listening and adjusting, your team will have your back like never before. So if you're ready to embrace feedback, create real cohesion with your team, you are in the right place. Because this episode is all about turning that feedback into fuel for real change and unstoppable teamwork. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where I ditch tired management tactics and get real about what it takes to lead. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to cut straight to the point. If you're not willing to listen to your team's feedback and actually make changes, you're not leading. You're just wasting everybody's time. I'm diving into what separates weak managers from real leaders, the guts to not just hear feedback, but actually do something about it. Here's the truth. If you're one of those managers who listens to your team and then does nothing, you're failing, period. The best leaders, they take that feedback, rip up the status quo, make the changes that actually mean something. And guess what? When you do that, your team gets tighter, more loyal, and way more effective. So if you're done being a manager who just nods along and does nothing, and you're ready to start making moves that actually matter, well, stick around. I'm talking about how to use feedback like a weapon to create an unstoppable team. No more excuses. Let's get to work. Great leaders know that the best ideas don't always come from the top. Ignoring feedback or dismissing the insights of your team can lead to missed opportunities, also low morale, and ultimately a weakened company. But when leaders are open to listening, they unlock a wealth of creativity, innovation, and loyalty that can propel their business forward. Feedback isn't just a nice to have. It is essential for thriving in today's fast-paced world. I want to explore some examples of how embracing your team's ideas can lead to breakthrough success and why ignoring them can be a recipe for disaster. So if you're ready to rethink how you lead, let's dive into this in the power of listening and the dangers of turning a deaf ear to your team. Listening to feedback isn't just about hearing words. It's about understanding the needs and the concerns of your team. And when leaders actively listen, they build trust, they build respect, and they make employees feel valued and heard. And let's get some practical tips on how to create an environment where feedback is welcomed and acted on. I've heard some people tell this. Why did the business leader bring earplugs to the office? So they could block out common sense. And how do you tell if a business leader doesn't listen to feedback? Well, their inbox is full and the team's morale is empty. Oh, not so sure about that, but hey, that's the stuff I've heard going around. Now, this following story is fictional because I need to keep the actual experiences confidential. But this story illustrates some key issues that arise in getting projects done. And I want to talk about John Anderson, the CEO of Innovate Tech. That's a tech startup that was on the brink of greatness, but also on the brink of collapse. John had a wonderful vision, but his journey to success was rocky because he was missing a critical element, the voices of his team. Now, John had all of the qualities that you would expect from a tech startup CEO. He had passion, he had drive, and a knack for innovation. Fantastic leader. Their products were unlike anything else on the market, blending the latest technology with sleek, user-friendly design. And investors were very interested. The media was curious, and the customers were ready to buy. But despite all this promise, Innovate Tech was struggling to turn a profit. And the reason wasn't just about the products. It was about John's leadership style. He was known for his forward-thinking ideas, but also for his reluctance to listen to anyone outside of his inner circle. He believed that as CEO, he had the final say on everything. Feedback sessions became formalities, where employee suggestions were often dismissed as unnecessary. To John, he was driving the ship, and he knew the destination. But the reality? His team members felt unheard, morale was plummeting, and the productivity took a major hit. The products that could have transformed the market weren't getting released on time, and the company's financials were sinking. The once exciting atmosphere at Innovate Tech had turned tense. Talented employees started leaving for companies where they felt valued and where their voices could make an impact. So, one day, during an all-hands meeting, something happened that nobody could have predicted. As John was going over the quarterly results, skimming over the mounting losses, a brave employee named Sarah decided it was time to speak up. She had seen the potential of Innovate Tech and knew the talent her colleagues brought to the table. But she also saw the frustration that came from a lack of open communication and a CEO who, in her view, was out of touch even with his own team. Now, to be honest, Sarah's heart was racing as she raised her hand and stood up. She was terrified. But she knew she had to say something. And in a respectful but firm tone, that's always important, she pointed out that Innovate Tech struggles weren't just due to market challenges. The lack of open communication and their reluctance to accept feedback were dragging the company down. Now, to be honest, as she spoke, John was visibly taken aback. No one had ever challenged him so directly, and especially in front of the whole company. But what surprised him even more was what happened next. One by one, other employees voiced their agreement, adding their experiences and echoing Sarah's concerns. After that meeting, John took a step back, and he thought about everything his team had said. He realized that his top-down approach wasn't working. If Innovate Tech was going to succeed, it couldn't be a one-man show. His team needed to feel they were heard, they were valued, and empowered to make decisions. John decided to make some big changes. He started by organizing real feedback sessions. No longer just formalities, but open forums where his team could speak freely. And he made it clear that he was there to listen, not to talk, just listen, and not to direct. He invited his employees to share ideas and questions, and he welcomed them to challenge his plans if they saw a better way forward. So, to reinforce this new culture of openness, John set up innovation councils, where teams from different departments could come together to brainstorm and problem solve, and with the freedom to implement their ideas. Now, these councils weren't led by John. Instead, he let his team take the reins, and they were tasked with improving products, finding cost efficiencies, and enhancing the customer experience, all from the ground up. It was a radical shift for Innovate Tech. And to be honest, at first, it wasn't easy. The employees were skeptical. After all, they'd seen John dismiss their input before. But over time, as John continued to listen and implement their suggestions, the culture began to shift. Employees started feeling a renewed sense of purpose. They felt that Innovate Tech wasn't just John's company. It was their company, too. Really important. And the results? They were transformative. Employee morale soared. As team members felt genuinely valued and connected to their company's vision, productivity spiked, eventually, not right away, with projects moving faster because of fewer bottlenecks. Team members had the autonomy to solve problems and make decisions without waiting for a top-down approval. The atmosphere at Innovate Tech transformed into one of collaboration, excitement, and shared purpose. But most importantly, the products that had been delayed were finally hitting the market, on time and with fewer issues. Customers loved them. Investors noticed, and soon, Innovate Tech's financials were turning around. And they were no longer struggling. They started to thrive. But the true testament to Innovate Tech's transformation was the people. Talented employees who had been on the verge of leaving decided to stay. And others who had left started asking to come back. John had done something that many leaders find difficult. He let go of his ego and embraced the value of the team. It was very painful, but it worked. Now, John's story shows us a powerful lesson. Leadership is not about having all the answers. You can't. It's not possible. Sometimes it's about listening to the people who are in the trenches every day. And John went from being a CEO who thought he knew best to a leader who understood the power of collaboration. And by making that shift, he ended up saving his company. If you're in a leadership role, ask yourself, are you truly listening to your team? Are you creating a space where people feel safe to share their insights and ideas? Because if you are, you'll not only build a more successful organization, you'll build one where people want to stay, they'll want to contribute, and they want to grow. Now, I want to dig a little deeper into the story of John Anderson because I gave you the highlights there of what happened. Now, where we left off, John was beginning to see the power of listening and collaboration after his team bravely voiced their concerns about his style. Now, I want to explore how he went beyond just hearing them to truly honoring them, empowering his team, and transforming Innovate Tech from the inside out. So after that pivotal all-hands meeting, John knew he couldn't just make the surface-level changes. He needed a real cultural shift. He needed his team members to feel valued. He needed his team members to feel appreciated. He needed his team members to feel empowered, not just as employees, but as true partners in the mission. So John began implementing three major changes. He called them his team-first initiatives, focusing on recognition, ownership, and growth. Now, these weren't just corporate buzzwords. John committed to making these initiatives a core value of the culture. So let's start with recognition. John realized that for too long he'd taken his team's work for granted. They'd put in countless hours, sacrificed weekends, and they had solved some incredibly complex challenges, all without acknowledgement. He'd been so focused on getting products to market that he hadn't stopped to thank the people who made it all possible, and so he knew that had to change. He introduced a new program called Spotlight Stories, where every week he could highlight the accomplishments of a team member in an all-company email. But he didn't just list achievements. He shared personal stories. He wanted everyone to understand the unique talents and hard work behind each success. He'd write about how a developer named Alex had solved critical coding issue at midnight, or how a designer named Pyra had revamped the feature based on customer feedback. These stories celebrated the human side of Innovate Tech, reminding everyone of the individual contributions driving the company forward. But he didn't stop at email shoutouts. He organized monthly graduate gatherings, casual events where team members would share their successes, celebrate wins, and recognize each other's efforts. And soon, team members started looking forward to these get-togethers. They weren't just another corporate event. They were a chance for employees to feel appreciated and celebrated. So secondly, he turned to the issue of ownership. Now, John understood that to create real change, his team needed more than just recognition. They needed to feel like they had a real stake in the company's success, and he wanted Innovate Tech to be a place where every team member felt they could take initiative and contribute their ideas without fearing rejection. So, to foster this, he established a policy called Project Champions. And in this program, every project or major task would have a designated champion, an actual person, a team member, who would lead it regardless of their seniority. These champions had the authority to make decisions, organize resources, and to lead the project to completion. They weren't micromanaged by John or other executives. They were trusted to get things done in their own way. By giving team members ownership of their projects, John saw a remarkable change in their attitudes. People felt empowered to innovate, problem solve, and take calculated risks. They weren't just following orders anymore. They were leading their projects. Team members took pride in their work, and that pride translated into higher quality and faster delivery times, eventually. This shift in ownership also freed John's time, allowing him to focus on the big picture vision while his team drove projects forward with newfound enthusiasm. And then he turned to the third initiative, which was growth. Now, John recognized that to keep his team engaged, he needed to support their personal and professional development. He began meeting with each employee to discuss their career goals and asking questions like, "What skills do you want to develop?" And "What role do you see yourself in a few years from now?" Because he wanted Innovate Tech to be a place where his team could grow and achieve their aspirations. And based on these conversations, John introduced tailored development plans for each employee. For instance, he offered additional training sessions, brought in industry mentors, encouraged employees to pursue certifications related to their roles. But he didn't stop at skills training. This is really important because he believed that personal growth was just as important. So he introduced wellness programs, including mindfulness workshops and flexible working hours, to support work-life balance. He also knew that promotions mattered, and so he established a transparent promotion path where every employee understood how to grow within the company. And the results were incredible. Team members were more motivated than ever before because they saw that Innovate Tech cared about their future, not just about the company's bottom line. So over time, John's recognition, ownership, and growth initiatives transformed Innovate Tech's culture. The company went from a top-down structure to a collaborative, team-centered environment where every person felt they had a voice and a role in the company's success. And the financial results eventually followed. Productivity surged. Projects that had once been stuck in an endless revisions were now hitting the market on a revised schedule. Products became more refined thanks to the creative input from team members who now felt confident suggesting improvements. Customers noticed the quality, sales began to climb, and investors were impressed. And Innovate Tech finally turned a profit. But perhaps the most significant change was in employee retention. Talented employees who were once on the verge of leaving decided to stay. And as word spread, Innovate Tech became a sought-after employer in the industry, drawing top talent from competitors. John's journey is a powerful example of what can happen when a leader stops thinking of themselves as the sole driver of success. By recognizing, empowering, and supporting his team, John didn't just save his company. He made it a place where people could thrive. Innovate Tech wasn't just his vision anymore. It was a shared vision, built by the collective strength of every team member. And so John's story reminds us that great leadership isn't about having all the answers. Sometimes the most profound impact comes from empowering those around you, giving them the tools, the trust, and respect they need to excel. Recognition, ownership, and growth are more than just buzzwords. They're keys to unlocking the company's true potential. So, if you're a leader listening today, ask yourself, are you honoring your team's contributions? Are you giving them ownership and the chance to grow? Because when you do, you'll find that success isn't just about hitting targets. It's about building a company where people feel proud to work, a company where talent thrives, and a company where innovation flows. I want to jump in on why feedback is so important. Feedback provides leaders with valuable insights into their performance, their team's performance, and the overall health of the organization. It serves as a mirror reflecting the reality of the workplace and highlighting areas that need improvement. And when leaders actively seek and listen to feedback, they demonstrate humility and a willingness to grow. This behavior sets a positive example for the entire team, creating a culture of continuous improvement and open communication. Here are some benefits from embracing feedback. First of all, enhanced decision-making. Listening to diverse perspectives can lead to a better decision-making process. It ensures that leaders consider all angles and make informed choices that benefit the organization. And I found that to be so true. Also, you want to increase the employee engagement. When employees feel heard, they're more likely to be engaged, they're more likely to be committed to their work. This leads to higher productivity and job satisfaction. Also, innovation and creativity. Feedback often brings fresh ideas and innovative solutions to the table. Leaders who listen to their teams can tap into this creativity and drive the organization forward. And open communication fosters trust and respect between the leaders and their teams, not fear, like so many times. It builds stronger relationships and more cohesive work environments. So we've looked at the positive. What's the negative side when leaders ignore the feedback? Okay, here's how it can go bad. The decreased morale happens when employees feel that their opinions don't matter. They're insulted, and their morale will plummet. They may become disengaged, leading to decreased productivity and higher turnover rates. Also, without feedback, leaders will become stagnant. They may continue to make the same mistakes and missing opportunities for growth and improvement. Also, ignoring feedback can result in poor decision-making. Leaders may miss out on critical information that could have influenced their choices, leading to negative outcomes for the organization. When leaders don't listen, they erode trust within the team. Employees become more reluctant to share their thoughts, fearing their input will be dismissed or ignored, or made fun of. And a lack of feedback can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts within the team. Issues that could have been addressed early on may escalate, causing disruptions and affecting overall performance. How do we foster a feedback culture? Okay, there's a few things that can be done, and I have proven these to work in more than one situation. First of all, encourage open dialogue by creating safe spaces where employees feel comfortable sharing their thoughts without any fear of retribution. And the way you do that is no one is allowed to criticize every suggestion right away. It's all valid. Later, we may go through them and figure out which ones make sense and not. Also, as leaders, don't wait for feedback to come to you. Actively seek it out through regular check-ins, surveys, and feedback sessions. And the way that is most effective, I've found, is one-on-one. Because a lot of people don't want to talk in public, especially if they have a different idea than they think everyone else does. Also, truly listen to the feedback you receive and take action where appropriate. Show your team that their input does matter by implementing their suggestions and acknowledging their contributions. Also, train your team on how to give and receive feedback constructively themselves. This will help create a more positive and productive feedback culture. And this is really important. As a leader, model the behavior you want to see. Be open to feedback yourself and demonstrate a very great willingness to learn and to grow. In conclusion, good leaders understand the power of feedback. They're willing to listen and to take suggestions. Embracing feedback can lead to better decision-making, increased employee engagement, and a more innovative and successful organization. On the other hand, ignoring feedback can result in decreased morale, poor decision-making, a loss of trust. So, by fostering a culture of open communication and continuous improvement, leaders can create a positive and productive work environment where everybody thrives. Okay, that's a wrap on today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. If this episode lit a fire under you and you're ready to start leading without the same tired excuses, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with your friends, your team, your boss, anyone who's fed up with the old way of doing things and is ready to make real moves. Pass it along. Stir things up and let's build a community of leaders who aren't afraid to break the rules and actually get things done. And if you have something to say, hit me up. Feedback is welcome. It's fuel. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest and new episodes and additional information about this new world of getting projects done. You can subscribe to my mailing list, find free documents I have created, news and information about upcoming podcasts. And I also welcome comments about the podcast episodes and subjects you'd like to see in future episodes. I don't have all the answers. And so I'm always happy to see your comments and information because we are all in this together. And the more we share information, the better off we will be. So let us all know what you found that works in your projects. Thanks so much for tuning in to Ignoring the Rules. I'm Wayne Robertson. Hey, have a good one. We'll see you next time.